Well, good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Jesus, our Messiah. The name of this broadcast is Cross the Border, and I'm Nicholas, and this is our live prophecy reality edition, so welcome to everyone who showed up for the broadcast today. I do appreciate a few people being here that are here. What are we going to talk about today? That's a good question. It's a question I usually come here an hour before the broadcast and try to figure out what I'm going to talk about, at least for the first hour. News items, what's in the news, how about Trump's deal of the century for settling the Mideast peace issue that is supposed to, let me see if I look that up here. It's the dog ate my Mideast peace plan. The Jerusalem Post is making fun of President Trump's plan is most likely too good or too bad to be true, the deal of the century. And we're all hearing about it. We're all waiting for it. And, well, you know, I, along with probably every evangelical Christian in America, probably the worldwide, especially all you dispensational futurists out there, see, I'm in agreement with them on one thing, that before Jesus comes, the Antichrist will rule the world. But it will not be for a mere 7 years. This is where we depart. It will not be for some mere seven-year tribulation deception, as is taught in the fictional books of left-behind eschatology. No, the Antichrist is ruling. He's alive and well, and he will be here, as will we be, if we live long enough to be here when the resurrection comes. And the Messiah himself puts an end to his rule, because that's the only way his rule is coming to an end. But believe me, his rule has begun. As a matter of fact, if you read the Revelation and any true interpretation, Protestant historical historicist interpretation of the Bible, and especially the Revelation, you understand that the Antichrist did rule for 1260 years, but that he was punished right on time, just as the Revelation said he would be, about the time of the French Revolution. And he completely lost his temporal reign, any temporal reign, about 1870. I mean, the wound was completed. Okay, and that was about the same year that he declared himself infallible too, or at least him and his cohorts. But meanwhile, during this whole time that the Antichrist received his wound, as it were, to death by the sword. So that's in prophecy, in apocalyptic prophecy, the sword is military conquest. And, well, we could say the papacy was militarily conquested about the French Revolution. And the fall was a steady decline to 1870, where he lost any rule at all whatsoever. All temporal power was taken away. And now the Vatican was under the Republic of Italy. I believe that's how it worked out. But not to worry, the sovereignty and the independence of the papacy was restored about 50 years later, okay, about 1929. It was 60 years later, I guess that would be, if it was 1870. Yeah, 60 years later. And so you can read all about that, okay? Historic scene at the Lateran. Just look for Lateran Palace papacy head wound healed, and you'll find it in national headline newspapers from the time. The articles are all published here. As a matter of fact, you can see them here during the break. When I do commercials, I do a slideshow of some of those publications. So the papacy has had his shadow government. I went through a series, a 13-part series on the shadow government works for the Antichrist. And, you know, the world, they, you know, like people like, what's it, Rush Limbaugh? No, Alex Jones, that's the guy. And other people like him. There's a whole bunch of them out there that like to talk about, you know, the shadow government. That's one of them they use. They like to talk about the Illuminati, the secret societies, and whatever you want to call them. There's the people that rule the world in earnest behind the scenes. Now, I went through a 12-part series showing you historically when the true shadow government was set up, how it was set up, the pains they went to set it up in every country of the world, and that this shadow government is indeed does rule the world now behind the scenes, but kind of in plain sight too. I mean, everything that is happening in the world today, you have the Western Europe overrun by Islamists, okay, all of the immigration woes of Western Europe, and it's all because that's the way that the Antichrist is dealing with Western Europe. Western Europe turned on the Antichrist for the most part, turned against him for the most part. They threw him off, yeah, but he wormed his way back in. But this waters down the society and the truth and Protestantism. And why can't Trump control the border? You think he doesn't want to? Well, maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. I don't really know. But I know he's not in charge. He's only a mouth. He's the mouth of a beast. You get that terminology from the scripture itself, the mouth of the beast. The beast was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. That means that's the guy who speaks for the beast, because the beast is a government that governs over an area of the earth. And the beast we're speaking of that was given a great mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, of course referring to the Antichrist, speaking from Rome, speaking from the seat of the papacy. Okay, the Antichrist is alive and well. But it suits his purpose, one, that evangelical Christians, for the most part, don't even believe in him. They don't believe. They believe he's just another sect, another denomination of Christianity. And many of them still carry Protestant names, but they don't even know what it means to protest anything. I mean, a few of them are out there protesting the murder of babies. And what else is there to protest? You know, whatever other things they can protest without attacking the stronghold of the Antichrist and his seat. And as long as you can protest anything without attacking and protesting against the Antichrist and his seat and his great apostasy, then you're okay. Yeah, you're fine. The Antichrist will even allow you, through his shadow government, to receive funding for your projects. You can get your 501c3 tax donations. Your fictional books can become very popular. You can become a millionaire if you follow the Antichrist rules. That's how corporate Christianity works. That's how visible Christianity works. If you're going to be visible, you're not going to attack the Antichrist or his seat directly. Now, if you want to be relegated to obscurity, like all of us here at First Amendment Radio, then you're going to name the Antichrist. And no, we don't do it because we want to be relegated to obscurity, even though we are. That's the cause of it. We do it because we love the truth. And there's no other reason to do it. There's no reward. There's no niche where we're going to make our millions of dollars in tax-deductible donations by doing what we're doing. No. No money's going to come our way. The shadow government covers the whole world. You know, you see in the Illuminati pyramid, right, with the all-seeing eye at the top? Well, that all-seeing eye is the Antichrist and his shadow government. It's not God Almighty, because that's a worldly government. And the Antichrist and his shadow government is at the top. And true Bible believers are at the bottom with the weight of everything on top of them, holding them down. Okay, let me check the chat room, see if we got anybody showing up here today. Well, we have Wacky, Far Out, and Judy. And well, that's it for the chat room this morning. Come on over and join us if you're able to. Maybe you can join the conversation or even jump in. Now, if you stick around for the second hour, I have no idea what I'm going to talk about the rest of this hour, though. But I do have a plan. I'm going to review this book here. It's called The History of Protestantism. And it's not what you think. Well, you mean you hear that title, that's how you think, well, that's boring or whatever. But I have read this book, and I've read it more than once. And I want to share it over the air. So we're going to go through the history of Protestantism. So you want to stick around for that series. And we're going to do it. This is volume one here. And it's, how many pages is volume one? 588, where it says end of volume one. Yeah, end. And so there's three volumes to this. So it's going to take us a while to get through this. What do you think about Rick Wiles talking about Zionists all the time? You know, Rick Wiles is lost. I mean, I hope that he is genuinely deceived, but his focus is all wrong because he does not protest against the Antichrist or his seed. So if anyone does not protest against the Antichrist and his great apostasy, or the seat of his government, or his shadow government that rules the world, then they're leading you astray. This is why Rick is allowed. I believe, you know, unfortunately, I believe Rick has a lot of Catholic supporters. They love his stuff, man. You know, because he won't go near the Antichrist. Oh, you know, even Alex Jones will once in a while say something derogatory about the Pope. And the Pope don't care. I mean, even his president choice, his choice for the president of the United States, what's his name? Trump. You know, doesn't seem to like him very much. It doesn't seem like they got along very well. But it may all be surface, and it may not be. They may definitely have a character clash there somewhere. But it doesn't matter. All that matters to the Antichrist is that what he wants to get done is getting done. The Cobain in the chat room says Rick Wiles is protesting, but he's protesting the wrong thing. And that's why I said, as long as you're protesting, your protestation is not directly against the Antichrist or his seat or his great apostasy, then he'll fund you. He'll allow you to be funded. See, because the Antichrist really does, through his shadow government and his Federal Reserve coup of the U.S. Treasury of the United States, which has been in place for over 100 years, you can see where that turn has taken us, right? Okay? He will allow the money to flow into your direction. He owns the publishing houses. He controls what is allowed to be propagated on the internet. Meanwhile, we all have free speech, and I can go on the internet, but I can't reach anybody, you know, because it for some reason, it just, or it could be just that the most of the world is lost and don't want to be found, okay? That the elect are the few that Jesus was talking about when he said, the many will come to me in that day, and speaking of the visible church on earth, he said, many will come to them in that day and proclaim what they've done in my name. But I'm going to say to them, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you. And a few there be that find, that walk on the narrow way that leads to life. See, that we have to make sure we're the few. And I'll tell you, the world and most of the visible church on earth are apostate. I mean, the world is definitely, they're not even apostate. They're just the world. They're all pagans and statists and atheists and, you know, whatever, homosexuals and sodomites and adulterers and the love of money, and they worship things, and materialists. That's the world out there. And then you have the visible church on earth. Okay? The world is lost. They're on the broad way that leads to destruction. Okay? As is most of the church. They just think they're saved. They have an appearance of religion. They have appearance of godliness, but they deny the power thereof, because that power that could save their souls, that's what they deny. And then there's the elect, the true believers, the true Church of Christ. They're the few. So you have most of the world, which is the many in the world, but then you have the visible church and the many of them. Jesus is going to say, depart from me, calls them workers of iniquity. Okay? So our job is to reach the few, the elect. Some don't know that they're elect yet, and some will find out, and some do know. Okay? But we have to make sure that, that we are the elect. I mean, I would, if I wasn't sure that I was elect, I would pray to be elect. And you know, when I wasn't sure that I was elect, that's exactly what I did. Father, I want to be one of the elect. Don't let me go for anything. You know, whatever it takes to keep me in your fold, Jesus. That's what I want. The cost. I don't care what it is. I mean, because eternal life is important to me. My eye is on the prize, as Paul said, keep your eye on the prize. So if your eye ain't on the prize, if eternal life through Christ Jesus is not the most important thing in your life, then you most likely are not elect. If you have other things that are more important than that, then you're not one of the elect. That's all there is to it. Come on. If you don't care about that, then what do you care about? Something else. Exactly. So he does not believe the Antichrist is Rome, though. Why is his news program going worldwide these days? That's exactly what I'm telling you. The Antichrist is allowing this through his shadow government. His operatives are everywhere. He sees everything. They know what I'm doing over here, but they snicker. and they laugh. But you know what? Who's going to have the last laugh? Yeah. He who sits in the heavens laughs. He holds them in derision. Come on, read your Psalms. Yeah. So that's why his news program is going worldwide, because he won't touch the Antichrist. He won't come. Oh, I'll tell you what, if he adopted this message, if he started talking about the Antichrist, the shadow government that works for the Antichrist, of course, then you have to name them, that the Antichrist sits in the seat of the papacy. Isn't always the same man, but there's always one there. That's how that's the only way you can make a mortal eternal, is to give him a seat that's eternal. Of course, we know his seat won't be eternal. That's his own deception and delusion, if he believes that. And I'm sure that some of those antichrists, those popes, actually sincerely believe that they were doing, whatever. And they can believe whatever delusion. I'm sure some of them know they worship Satan. You know, seem to be indications that that's the truth. I mean, how do you go about slaughtering hundreds of millions of innocent people and not know who you're working for? That's a severe delusion. But you know what? With that kind of delusion, you know, I mean, the Bible talks about those that are without the kingdom of God, and those that hold on to that kind of delusion and take part in that kind of slaughter, well, there's no place in the kingdom of God for them. That's for sure. So that's why his news program is going worldwide these days. I played on First Amendment Radio. It's a good news program. But, you know, we know the truth. I can't shelter people from the truth. I can't, you know, I have a news service. They don't name the Antichrist either. Where's our news service? We can't, true believers can't afford to do a news service. Why? Because the Antichrist controls the money. I mean, look at the money. What is it? They've taken away our money. Now we don't own money anymore. They've taken the owner. I mean, you can buy gold and silver here, but it's no longer money. I mean, it's really the only true money, but it's not what's being used. What's being used in the world, worldwide today, in every country, to show you how thorough the Antichrist and his shadow government are. The whole world is now run on fiat usury money, and now it's even going digital. And so how do you operate in that? How when you're excluded, you can't do something. And I mean, who would carry a news service that outed the Antichrist? You know? And what can we do about it? Well, we can keep working in the kingdom of God, keep sowing in His kingdom, sowing to the resurrection and eternal life, keep working for the brethren out there, keep preaching so that those elect ears might hear and come to the knowledge of the truth. And we just, you know, it's not, we don't do it because God needs us to do it. God doesn't need any of us. And that's the truth. I mean, He could have made us all, you know, like all the critters out there that have all the programming, you know, like I have chickens here and the little chickens come out of the eggs. They stand up, start walking around, pecking at the ground, eating and drinking water. I mean, see, if God could do that, He could make people to stand up and know everything He wanted them to know and be exactly the people He wanted them to be. But for one, whatever reason, for His good pleasure, He chose to do things the way that He chose to do them. And who am I to question Him? You know, I can accept it and praise God for it. Praise God that I'm one of His elect. Praise God that He's given me the knowledge of the truth and an assurance of His promises, that I know as surely as the sun is going to rise tomorrow, that all of His promises are true. And that He will keep them all, because He's not a liar. And that His promise of eternal life is more sure to me than this life. As a matter of fact, I know this life's coming to an end. I have evidence. Everyone before me, whoever lived, has died. Except for those that are still living, but they're going to die as soon. You know, they're all going to die within the next 120 years. And most of them way before that, including me. See, that's the truth. And that's why it's so important to pray that prayer and plead with the Almighty to make you one of His elect. To plead with Him to hold on to you, to whatever measures it takes in your life to keep you in His fold. That's what you want to do. To make sure that eternal life through Jesus Christ is the most important thing in your life. And everything that comes with that will follow. It's not because I'm good or someone else is better than me or better than someone else. It's God for His own reasons. The scripture says, whom He did for, no, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His only begotten Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Romans 8:28-29. Just keep reading from there. You're listening to Cross the Border, our Prophecy Reality Edition. We're going to take a little break here. We'll be back in a few minutes, and hopefully you'll have some questions, comments, or calls.
The book of Revelation says, the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. This is at the very heart of FirstAmendmentRadio.com. In that spirit, we have created the Prophecy Reality News app for all of your mobile devices, streaming First Amendment Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Available for your Apple, Android device, and smartphone, absolutely free. Get the Prophecy Reality News app installed today so you can listen to First Amendment Radio wherever you are. The Prophecy Reality News app. Get it now.
The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on satellite, internet, or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for Missionary Radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our Listen and Schedule pages on the Internet. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe, so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back. You're listening to Prophecy Reality. And we have T-R-U-E news. See, true news is not quite true. We can't quite reach the whole truth, so we misspell the name. Okay? So it's T-R-U news, not quite all the way there. But we're going to give you three-quarters of the truth. That's what T-R-U is, three-quarters of the truth. But that last quarter, we're going to leave it out. Now, we don't want to go there because if we go there, we'll lose our popularity, we'll lose our money, we won't get invited to the White House to go on trips and stuff. And boy, that's very lucrative stuff when you get to do that. Okay? Judy in the chat room says, my brother just sent me a True News video this morning about Zionist Occupation Army going into a school arresting a 9-year-old boy. And you know, this all plays very well on the emotions. And here's the fact is this, Judy and everyone else. Zionism is a project of the Antichrist and his shadow government. They want it. You're going to get it. Okay. Or the world's going to get it anyway. I don't get it. I don't really care about Zionism. I look at Israel over there is not some favored country. They are a country that lost their place with God. God told them, he said, 70 weeks are determined for everything. Okay. Then you guys are finished as a set-apart special nation to me. And then he took Israel as a church worldwide and supranational. That means it's not in any one nation. Before it was national. His church was a nation. It was a nation church. Okay? So he took that nation church and he spread it all over the whole world. And we got pretty much the same thing. Because in Israel, when it was a nation church, well, there were people in there who didn't care about religion at all. Yeah. Even worshipped idols and pagans. And then you had the religious, most of the religiosity, which couldn't even accept their own Messiah. Well, they were all apostate. But then there was the few. Okay, you take that picture of Israel, and you put it on, and you call it the church, and you spread it all over the world, it's the same picture. Except it was taken away from a one singular nation before and turned into a supranational church. So you want to make sure that you're like one of the few. Remember when the prophet lamented, oh Lord, there are none, none, Father. And God says, oh, I have yet 7,000 men in Israel have not bowed the knee to Baal. So there was a minority. There were a few. Okay? There were a few in Israel that were elect. Okay? Now you got this church, worldwide church, the visible church on earth, just like national Israel was visible Israel. You know? So now the church is like the supernational Israel of God. And it's the same picture. You still only have the few in it that are the elect. Okay, Wacky says, good one. True news, not all there. Partial truth is the same tactic the Jesuits use. There's a great quote about adulterating language. I forget what that is. If anyone knows that, great quote, quote about adulterating the language, and next time I see it, I'm going to write it down. But that's what I, when I see people adulterating the language, like this True News thing, you know, using a partial word, very clever, catchy. It's very trendy, you know. You want to be up with the times and everything, but it is an adulteration of the word true. It's T-R-U-E. It's three quarters of the word. So expect three quarters of the truth. That's, honestly, come on. And, you know, the three quarters of the truth he tells is better than CNN's one-tenth of the truth, you know. I mean, more truth is better, but it's deceptive at the time. And we're all waiting with bated breath for Rick Wiles to write his first prophecy book. He's got 45 of them to write. The first one's coming out in a few months, I guess. That's what he said. He's on the last chapter or something. It's going to his editor soon. Let's see. Mike Pompeo said at the AIPAC convention, "We, America, are the new Rome." That's it, right in our faces. We think Mike Pompeo's a Christian. Oh. Well, you know, he may be a very sincere man. He's an evangelical. He may not know the truth. He might even be one of the elect. But, you know, deluded. You know, I can't judge anybody. I can pray for them and hope for them, but, you know, God already knows. Okay? Kobe says the other week, True News reported a chip being inserted in the skin of a person by itself. Well, but I saw that 12, 15 years ago, too. That's not like that's new news or something. People, they've been doing that off and on for many, many years. That doesn't mean people are going to start lining up and getting chips planted beneath their skin. They don't need to. You know, the Antichrist would love you to believe that that's the mark of the beast. And that nothing else, unless you have that, that's the mark of the beast. Until that happens, the mark of the beast isn't here. Antichrist would love you to believe that. Okay? Love you to believe that. Now, you could have that, but you could have your mark of the beast on your phone. You could have your mark of the beast in your hand. Yeah, you could get a microchip. You could carry it on a card, on your ID. You know, they won't even give me, I can't even fly anymore. Not even domestically. I can't get on a plane. They won't give me a passport, and I have no ID. I can't even go into the part of the airport where they board the planes. Why? Because I stand against the mark of the beast. I'm not required to participate, but if you don't participate, then they take privileges away from you, like traveling by air. So I can't. You know, I'm going to try later on again, maybe to get a passport and some kind of ID so I can get on a plane, but I have not been able to do it yet. And I have tried. I've spent, you know, hundreds of dollars trying, too, and wasted a lot of time and money. So I feel it, man. But, yeah, the Antichrist wants you to believe that it has to be a chip. That if that doesn't happen, then it isn't. But while the truth is that most of the people on the planet are already numbered, and his one-world monetary system, where it's all going to be consolidated, is what he's working on. Okay, so he can implement that last few lines of chapter 13 of the book of Revelation. Yeah, coming soon. Then he can start his Mark of the Beast inquisitions, and then they will start, as the scripture says, that they'll start putting people to death for not participating, and the world is going to think it's a great thing. Yeah, what's wrong with these people? You know, they're against God, of course, the God of this world. Yeah, and they called it the Mark of the Beast. Yeah, I think they played that clip of Mike Pompeo on, what's that other news program, Worldview in 5 Minutes, and some other things. Says, Cobain says, why don't you try to get on his show? Whose show? You mean True News? Yeah, well, the only way I'd get on, if somehow I did start becoming popular, then I could probably get on True News as they're hauling me away to prison. Because they would put me out of commission if I started to become popular. Let's see. Pompeo told a church group that Christians need needed to know that Jesus Christ, their Savior, is truly the only solution to our world. You know, I'm sure probably believes that. You know, like I said, I hope the guy's a really sincere guy. And if he's part of the elect, that one of these days he's going to wake up and he's going to have to withdraw when he's invited to participate in the Antichrist final monetary system, and he can't do it. Like I believe all true, the elect will not be able to when it is finally introduced, where you have to worship the beast, its image, the Antichrist or his religion or his great apostasy. Somehow you have to be a participant, or you can be an atheist or a sodomite too, because they don't really care. They're going to worship the Antichrist. It doesn't matter. They already do. They worship the beast because the beast gave them permission to violate the law of God and get married. The beast gave them license to commit adultery and sodomy. So it's okay. You can do all that. That's not illegal. If people don't like it, why, we'll persecute them. So that's called licentiousness. And people who take advantage of licentiousness, government permission to break God's law, well, they're already worshiping the beast. That's how you worship the beast, okay? So these people have no problem with the mark of the beast. Yes, thank you for that, Wacky. Says, I hope he is elect. I hope a lot of people are elect. You don't seem like there's a lot of genuine people out there, but, you know, probably in the best congregations, you probably aren't going to get 50%. You know, I'd be surprised. I'd like to find one. You know, I'd like to walk into a congregation of a couple hundred people and find them proclaiming and naming the Antichrist and protesting. Yeah, I'd like to see that. Then I'd know I'd found home. That's nowhere. It's nowhere. I mean, you know, we are in the final times. I call it the three frog era. You know, those three frogs, that, or those three spirits like frogs, came out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. They've been croaking and spreading their doctrines and their false prophecy and all of their paganism. And I mean, it's just the croaking is getting so loud, man, that you can't hardly hear anything good anymore. Every time you turn around, it's just getting worse and worse. You can look around. You can see it. I mean, who can't see what's going on in the world? But, you know, the Bible prophesied that this would happen. And there's really not a whole lot we can do about it except for to stand and maybe die for our stand later on. That's all we can do. You know, there are hundreds of thousands of that are standing right now, and many thousands that are dying every year for their faith, being overrun by the Antichrist, you know, push of his Islam religion. Now, there's a real good series, not a series, but a video. I put it on the front page of firstamendmentradio.com and favorited videos there. But it's the truth, the hidden truth about Islam. And so you can check that out there. You find out Islam just kind of popped up out of nowhere. Well, we know where it popped up from. It was an invention of the Antichrist. Really was. And you can look for that. You probably Google Catholic roots of Islam, something like that. I'm sure you'll find some good ideas of how this religion popped up out of nowhere about the, what it was, 8th century or thereabouts, 6th to 8th century somewhere. But before that, never anything about it. Nope. Yeah. So anyway, watch that documentary. I think you'll find it interesting if you're wondering about Islam and where it came from. Now, the guy doing it's not doing it as a religious thing. He's just, the guy, he said he was raised Christian. That's about it. He's an English guy that did this thing. But his documentary has been pretty much not very well accepted, banned in a lot of places. Yeah, because it questions, it says the truth about Islam. You can't have the truth about Islam out there. So, but Antichrist loves it. He can use it to destroy countries, just like he's, you know, we have the Latin invasion from our southern border. Yeah, Cobain says, Professor Veit did a great vid on Catholic Islamic connection. Yeah, the Islamic connection, I've seen that. And it's, you know, it's too bad Walter Veit is part of an apostate sect of Christianity, the Seventh-day Adventist sect. You know, they believe in, some heretical, very heretical doctrine over there. So it's too bad. And I did a video in a show called Seventh-day Adventist Church is neither Protestant nor historicist. And if you watch that, you'll understand why I say that. They are neither Protestant nor historicist. And I'm sorry to say, they're leading a lot of people astray with, you know, they also have, you know, part of the truth, but they leave out a few letters here and there. They add stuff. That's even more dangerous than leaving out part of the truth. When you start adding stuff like the investigative judgment, that's their main heretical doctrine. That's the one that should get you out of the church. The Saturday Sabbath works thing where you have to do that to be saved. You know, you can follow the Bible, actually, but, you know, everything in the Bible isn't true. Because God tells the truth when he records people lying, you know. Like Peter said, for instance, there's a good guy in the Bible that said something that wasn't true. You know that Peter said something in the Bible that wasn't true? Because he said, Lord, I will never deny you. Remember Peter said that? And the Bible records that, but it wasn't true. He did deny him. And then you go back to Job, and you got Job's friends, man. They go on for hours and hours, right, for pages and paragraphs. And a lot of what they're saying isn't true. But it's in the Bible. So just so something's in the Bible, it doesn't mean that it's true or that it's being applied properly. His mark is Sunday worship, and it makes sense. Yeah, it does make sense. Okay? But I did something, okay, if you go to my website, Cross the Border, Cobain there, let me go to my all posts here, and I just did a series called The Reformation Sabbath Controversy Settled, okay? Let me get a link and put it in the chat room there for you. Get short link. Okay. All right. And check this out. And I hope this does settle it. Whoops. I guess I forgot to actually copy the... Okay. Get short link. Actually, I have to go over here and say, oh, darn. Yeah. Okay, copy. Now maybe I got it right this time. Anyway, check this out later on. And that's a short link to my post. And my post is, or just watch last week's broadcast. Go to my website there. Go down a little bit and you can see it. The Reformation Sabbath Controversy Settled. And I settle it biblically here. You know, just because something's in the Bible doesn't mean that we should do it. Everything that God told the children of Israel to do in the wilderness is not our commandments, okay? So, anyway, check out the article for yourself. See if I can change your mind there, or at least challenge me if you think I'm wrong there. You could leave something in the comments, start a conversation there. Let's get this thing settled out. Let's see what the Holy Spirit really has to say, because, you know, that's what I'm after on everything. What is God's word to us, and how is it to be applied in our lives? Okay? Now, if I was leaving Egypt, you know, I would hope that I would be in the camp that wasn't rebellious against God, and that, you know, then I would keep the Sabbath, and I would do everything as instructed to the best of my ability, and keep all of the commandments and all of the statutes and all of the feast days and all that stuff. I would do all of that, you know, if I had the same heart then that I have now. But I'm not there. God did command me to do any of those things. Okay? So anyway, check it out, what the New Testament says about the Sabbath there. And and why the Reformation. Well, of course, why did not the apostles impress or even say, thou shalt keep the Sabbath even once in the entire New Testament? Why did they actually teach the opposite? Okay? You know, there, check it out for yourself anyway. That's we could talk about that again next week if you want to come back, Cobain. Check out my article there. Start a conversation in the comments. I hope I can answer any questions. I hope we can get this thing nailed down. If I'm wrong, maybe you can correct me. Okay? Yeah. Deal? Yeah. Well, you know, Wacky says, thanks for that, Nicholas. I'm sick and tired of that Sabbath issue. And I kind of understand you're feeling that, but I can't get sick and tired of it because it's kind of my job to be patient and deal with people. They're always coming to me. But yeah, it's a settled deal. So I hope that article settles it for Wacky and everybody else. And not just my article, but what I reveal in God's Word from that article. I believe that God's Word settles it. Okay? So enjoy your Sabbath rest, our true Sabbath rest in Christ. And follow the principle. The principle is there. We need rest. We can't consume our lives with work. We need to take time for God. That's the true application. That's the true spirit of the Sabbath. And see, we can walk in liberty. We just can't use our liberty as an occasion for the flesh. It's like I tell people, I don't eat pork. If other people's do, it's fine with me. But I'll tell you what, I'm not going to eat pork because I believe that God prohibited it to the people, the children of Israel, for a reason, for their health. Yeah, I really believe that. But they're free to eat it. But don't judge me because I don't. And I won't judge you because you do. That's fine, because the New Testament actually commands us not to judge each other in the eating of foods or keeping of holy days or Sabbaths or new moons. If someone wants to keep them, that's fine. You can take your day of rest any day that you want of the Pope's calendar week. But I will tell you what, Saturday is not God's Sabbath. You know, neither is Friday night through Saturday night. Those are papal days. So anyway, it looks like Cobain, it's important enough to Cobain that he's going to go read it now. I appreciate that. I like a man who's willing to check things out. Because a lot of people, they're just stuck on something and they think, well, I'm doing it and my righteousness is based on it, so therefore I must be right and you must be wrong. You know, I say be willing to lay everything down and you know, if you're looking for the truth, and if you lay the truth down while you're looking for the truth, guess what you'll find? The truth. It'll come back to you. If that's what you're really after. And that's what we're all really after here. Us few here that are... that's why one of our models for First Amendment Radio is because you love the truth. That's why you're here. That's the only reason you're here, is because you love the truth. And I love the truth. And that's why I'm here. And I'm one of God's elect, and I've chosen, and He's chosen me to work for Him, because I wouldn't let go. You know, never let go of the prize. Keep your eye fixed on it. Eternal life through Christ is, there's nothing more important. That's why I say cross the border into His kingdom. It is the only kingdom that will last forever. The shadow government, when Jesus comes, man, it's going to be put down. And it's going to be done away with. The beast and the false prophet and all that stuff is going to perdition, destruction. Read about it. Read about it in Daniel chapter 2 at the end of the mystery Babylon dream that Nebuchadnezzar had, where the stone cut out without hands strikes the image in the feet and it's obliterated and blown away like the chaff of the threshing floor, so that no place is found for it. And then that stone cut out without hands becomes a great mountain and fills the whole earth. That's a picture of the millennial reign of Christ, His kingdom covering the whole earth. That's when we win, when He returns. The church is not going to be able to do it before that. The church is not going to rise up through Zionism or whatever, all these delusions that the Antichrist is selling people. thinking they're going to rule the world. And yes, we're going to finally do it. Dominionism, we're going to dominate. And, you know, God's church. That's what the Antichrist wants you to believe. Because it puts him at the head if, through mortal means, God is going to subdue the whole earth. He's not. He's going to do it through his immortal King of Kings. Oh, Cobain asked me in the chat room, he says, what are your thoughts on the new pick by NASA, the super black hole that came out today? I haven't seen it. And if it's truly a picture of a black hole, what could I think of it but nothing? You know what a black hole is supposed to be? Nothing. I don't know, man. You know, NASA's got, they've got a PR to keep up, and they've got money to raise. They got to keep their funding up, so they got to come out at least with pictures once in a while, I guess. I mean, that whole thing they pulled off going to the moon, that was pretty fancy. Not really. I mean, I thought actually 1965 Star Trek was more believable than what NASA put out in those years. Anyway, that's it for the first hour of Prophecy Reality. Hope you all enjoyed it. May the Almighty bless you and keep you as you walk on the narrow way that leads to life. Never depart from it. And if you're not on the narrow way that leads life, cross border to his kingdom, the only kingdom that will last forever. We'll see you all next time.
Visit crosstheborder.org, CROSS, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. That's crosstheborder.org.
I know you all want answers, and believe me, so do I, and I'll do my best to get them.
Despite Nicolas Cage's promise to do his best to get Left Behind rapture answers for us, don't hold your breath. Not everyone believes Left Behind is true prophecy. Some may even regard as conspiratorial the mainstream re-release of the Left Behind movie, with actor Nicolas Cage portraying the main character, as an attempt to further reinforce, in the minds of all, this perception of false prophecy, in order to condition the masses for the play about to begin. If you want true Bible prophecy answers, get the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. The author exposes the Latin rapture origin, the seven-year tribulation deception, true Bible revelation of Daniel's 70 weeks, the abomination of desolation, the restrainer, America in the revelation, the image of the beast, and the mark of the beast, and the truth about God's chosen people, and so much more about Bible prophecy. This book will shatter the left-behind paradigm of future events. Get the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. Visit crosstheborder.org, CROSS, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. That's crosstheborder.org.